The roof crackles like hot oil as rain lashes against it. Insides tight and toes curled uncomfortably, I'm daydreaming in the middle of physics and wishing I could be somewhere else. I try staring past my reflection, sulking at me with tired eyes, to the A road. If I concentrate, I can hear the cars zooming by, hurtling away. I'd do anything to be in one of them. Coloured pieces of paper swirl in the wind. They zigzag through the air above the front lawn, evading the hands of the groundskeeper, a stooping man with pleasantly wrinkled features. The scraps of paper are what's left of a now-forgotten sign Leon's friends put up a few weeks ago to show support for him. I see them still going on lunchtime walks looking for possible clues. Anyone, student or staff, is welcome. Leon went missing right before I joined. Some people think he ran away. Others whisper and blame the changing man, a stupid urban myth that's apparently been around forever. Go on, mate, do it, the boys behind me whisper, drawing my attention away from the window. The teacher's back is to the class. Next to me, Ben, Leon's younger brother, makes a loud fart noise with his armpit, and his friends, scattered around the class, erupt into giggles. Mr. Morley hushes them with a dull, dark glare. I go to side-eye Ben, expecting him to be smirking. Instead, there's a tightness in his ocean blue eyes. I'm trying to work out what it is when Ben turns toward me. I jerk my head back to the window and fix my eyes outside. A few moments later, a sleek car coasts down the driveway, coming to a stop on the side of the front lawn nearest to the school. A burly man steps out holding a coffee cup. The warden of the Nithercott Foundation. He gave a talk a few weeks back about how he, along with the headmaster, is making sure the values of Nithercott are upheld. The warden hobbles on a jewelled cane that winks with each step. I roll my eyes, thinking about how he called Nithercott a fundamental and accessible institution of education, equipping tomorrow's leaders for public impact. A mouthful of nonsense.